What's up, peeps? Today we're going to talk about the Inokin Endura. Actually, there's two of them. There's the T18 and the T22. And the T18 is a 2.5 milliliter tank that it's an 18 millimeter little tube mod sort of thing. It looks like a little stick battery. And it's a little cig-like. It's an e-cigarette type of thing. The good thing is it's refillable. It's a top fill. You've got several different drip tips you can choose from. There's a couple of different designs. There's a stainless steel one. There's a couple of plastic ones. There's one that's kind of a square, like the Swisher Sweet cigar tips, which, you know, if you smoke a lot of those back in the day, you can remember that, or if you just like the feel of it, or like a pipe. The one that I have on my T22 right now is like a round-ish cigarette-shaped Delrin. It kind of feels like the filter of a cigarette. It's not bendy and squishy, but it feels like the kind of a papery, filtery cigarette, you know, kind of that rough plastic Delrin. Both of these are top fill. It's a bottom coil, but it's a top fill. You just screw off the top, dump in your juice. The coil is the chimney, and it's one of those coil slip fit systems, kind of like the iSub, all the iSub stuff. So you just take off the little base ring and you fit your coil into the little notches. There's two little notches. And when you're done with that, put the little base thing back on, screw it down really tight, and then put your juice in there, put the top back on, and vape the crap out of it. The difference between the T18 and the T22, besides the size, of course, is that one of them is a 1,000 milliamp hour battery, and the other one is 2,000. And also, the T22 has a 4.5 milliliter capacity versus 2.5. So, of course, me being me, I went with the T22. I like the battery life and the bigger capacity. My fiance has the T18, but she really doesn't use it that much. Prefers the Baby Beast, you know, to mouth-to-lung stuff a lot. And one of the other things about the T22, which is nicer than the T18, is that this is a direct current. It's a solid direct DC signal, straight flat line. You know, the T18 is pulse width modulation. You can actually hear the little rattlesnake thing when you fire it. So it's an iStick 30 or the 20 watt. You know, it's an old school way of delivering power. The good news is when you have PWM, generally speaking, you get more battery life because it's pulsing. It's not a constant signal. You know, it vapes kind of the same, but I like this. The T22 feels a little bit hotter to me, and it feels a little bit more like an authentic cigarette. I have a 12 milligram tobacco in here. It's Wrangler, which has been renamed from Red's Vape Wild. This is Extra Flavor Shot when they still did flavor shots. ADVG 12 milligram. Let's just have a vape. Very quiet, very easy to vape while someone's asleep and you won't wake them up. It's no louder than a cigarette. It even crackles like a cigarette sometimes. This one isn't crackling because it's a bit of a thicker liquid, but if you have like 50-50 in there, the thinner liquids will crackle more than opposed to a thicker liquid. So just something to keep in mind. And of course it depends on the coil and whatever else, how much flavoring's in it, etc. I couldn't vape this all day just because I like more of a lung hit. I like a little bit more of a draw and less nicotine, more flavor. Definitely not a huge fan of tobacco vapes anymore. I like desserts and fruits and some soda vapes and things like that that really don't taste good with high nicotine in them. There's too much throat hit. I'd rather have like 1.5 milligram nic or 3, maximum 6 for the smaller tanks like the Subtank or whatever. But everything else is low nic, high vapor. This is kind of an emergency vape for me. It's a very small, portable pocket vape. Lots of battery life. Will last me all fucking day. I mean, I'm not worried about going through juice with this. I mean, it takes me 2 or 3 days to kill 4.5 mils of juice through this. So it's not like you're going to burn through it in 5 hours, you know? If you get dry hits with this, it's most likely because the tank isn't burped properly, so there's just a bubble in there, and it's not really, you know, it's the pressure is not right internally. Maybe you filled it too full. Definitely a possibility. And if it's leaking, you probably filled it too much or got some juice down the center of the coil head. It is possible. I've done it all with this damn thing. Make sure that your bottom ring is secure. Make sure that your coil is screwed down properly or, you know, fitted properly into that little slot. Make sure it's seated properly, and you won't have these issues. As far as the coil head itself, it's a 1.5 horizontal dual coil. And the beautiful thing about this versus like the Nautilus and all those other bullshit tanks is that it's got tons of wicking holes. All the way down the sides of the damn thing, it's got wicking. So if you put it on its side or you vape it upside down or whatever, it's going to fucking wick. Until you get to the bottom of the tank. You can get these for about 30 or 40 bucks at Sweet Vapes, Element Vape, My Vapor Store. Who doesn't have them at this point? This is an old freaking setup. But it's still very relevant. The coils are very cheap. I think it's about 10 bucks for a 5-pack. Get that guy who smokes in your family to switch to vaping with this fucking thing. I mean, I'm lucky to have this stuff, and the new guys switching to vaping are very lucky to have this stuff now, because back in the day, we had EVODs, and even before then, we had Cardo tanks and shitty little Sigalikes. These are better than that. I mean, this is 10 times better than that crap. Anyways, vape on.